Studio 360.
Last summer, a listener named Sam Cook in Kansas City, no relation to the singer, lost his job.
And I was angry and I was, you know, depressed.
Like a lot of people, when they're feeling bummed out, Sam goes for certain comfort food music.
And so I pull out this this album.
The album is called Past the Edges. It's by a singer-songwriter of Christian music, Chris Rice. And Sam knows what a lot of people think of Christian rock.
Christian music is very substandard to secular music.
I hate Christian rock.
A lot of it sucks.
Why does Christian music suck?
A good vegan meal is like a good Christian rock band. Even when it's kind of good, still really sucks.
And you know what? They're right.
Every time I pull this album out, or any Christian album out, my wife, she rolls, yeah, it is high eye rolls and just, you know, looking at me like, what are you doing? But I think a lot of it is immature and a lot of it is corny. A lot of it is, I mean, I find a lot of it cheesy too. And so I pull out this album and I listen to it, you know, as that guilty pleasure.
For the latest entry in our Guilty Pleasure series, Sam explains why he finds that song, Live by Faith, so soothing.
I
can't feel you
moving inside. I grew up near Joplin, Missouri, and I grew up very religious, very much speak in tongues, lay on hands, put holy water on people, a literalist view of the Bible. For me, I went to church probably 3 or 4 times a week, and I was never told I couldn't listen to what we'd say secular music. But there was definitely a divide of there's secular things and there's non-secular things, and that we shouldn't be involved in the secular things. You know, I wanted to be the best Christian I could. And so that just, you know, soon progressed into me being totally tied up in this subculture of, you know, Christian rock and this Christian subculture of Christian movies.
And because you were forgiven, you have the power to forgive.
Christian books.
If only he believed in Jesus, then he might want to marry me, she said, wiping her tears.
My whole life was that for, you know, 10 years probably at least. Those formative years of my life were that. And so I'd never heard the Beatles in my life until I was probably 27, 25, 26, you know. I'd never heard any of that music. I knew like some bands from the 90s. I didn't listen to them a lot because I thought, you know, I didn't want to go to hell or anything. So I didn't listen to, you know, I didn't listen to Nirvana. I didn't listen to the Smiths, who I, you know, today the Smiths are like one of my favorite bands.
I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now.
My whole life was built on this idea that the Bible is true, you know, 100%. And my wife, she wasn't a believer. She played along, but she also opened my eyes up to a different way of thinking. We leave college and we move to Kansas City so my wife could go to law school at KU. And when that happens, I just start reading books. And I read some books that really underline that, one, the Bible's not literally true, and here's why we know that. And when I officially say, okay, this isn't literally true, at that moment, my mind just like opens almost instantly, you know? And then I end up walking away completely. It's tough because that's what your life is built around, right? Not just my religious life was built around that, a chunk of my social life was, and definitely my politics. After that, everything, I was fair game on everything. The one thing I miss about faith at my church, you know, and the music I used to listen to as a kid, there was an emotion to it that, like, when you sing it, you are singing, you get chills by it. You'd have this, it's like deeper than you, right? And when I get down, which is pretty rare, I'm a very positive person, but when I get down or I get introspective, you know, I listen to Live by Faith by this artist, Chris Rice.
I can't feel you moving inside.
I am different than a lot of people because I do take lyrics, always have, very seriously. So I'm very much into what the artist is trying to say and very much singing along and trying to have the emotion that they want to get across. Am I just a fool? You know, the question he asks is, am I a fool? Am I just a fool? I mean, that in itself is just, you know, he's saying, am I a fool for not believing in this stuff? I don't need you, don't need you to prove to me I'll be a fool. This frame that he's going through now is really focused on like this giving of yourself and this doing something out of total faith. And we don't do that. I don't do that at all in my life. Blessed are the hands that keep giving, but never receive. See, and I almost get the chills just hearing it to this day, which is so weird to me because I don't believe, I don't pray to anybody. I don't like any of that stuff, but it's this idea that there's something out there that you can reach for and that can help you in any problem you ever have. I don't have that. So I cry for your help while the world. It still appeals to me when he sings it and I sing along in my car, which happens a lot. It totally appeals to that part of my emotion that I don't get in any other part of my life. So when I go back to this, it's almost like wanting just to feel it a little bit, right? It's almost, you know, wanting a taste of it, but not really being all in. It's just like you want to feel like you did in those really safe moments, maybe when I was a kid or whatever. Tell us why all the pain. I'm not sure, not so sure that God is to blame. So don't. My childhood was not super positive. You know, my mom had me when she was really young. She was 17, dropped out of high school, I believe in the 10th grade. And I mean, we were poor, like really poor. And she had really bad relationships. It was just bad man after bad man. So just a really bad home environment. And so the one respite I had was music. For the longest time, I resented my childhood and how I grew up with this faith and being tied down. It felt like I missed out on so much. But now I look back on it and I was like, I didn't miss out on anything. When you believe in something bigger than you and outside the scope of you and that is there, and you're so important that he is watching you and guiding you and that you, everything's going to be fine, right? I mean, it's this safety and the feeling that everything's going to be fine because God's there and he loves you and, you know, that makes you happy. 'Cause blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe, and blessed are the hands that keep giving. I think when someone listens to Chris Rice, those people are not hearing what I'm hearing. They're hearing some religious hymn almost, right? That's foreign to them. It's just not foreign to me. It's a part of who I am. 'Cause that's what it means to live by faith. Yes, that's what it means to live in a world where our questions are haunted. Where the innocent die, we ask why, and still we await the reply.
By the way, Sam found a new job at a company that teaches computer coding to kids, and he's doing fine. That piece was produced by Matt Frasica, whose terrific podcast, The Briny, is about all things maritime. If you've got some song or film or book or whatever that you love that's deeply unfashionable or unpopular, that's your guilty pleasure, and we'd like to hear about it. Explain in a voice memo or email and send that to us at guiltypleasures@studio360.org.